Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
What's going on? Is that what you're all wondering? What the heck's going on here in America? God bless America. America bless God. We live in crazy, 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 unbelievable times. Coach Dave coming to you live from the underground bunker outside of cornfields of Columbus, Ohio, except the corn's getting cut. So I'm more exposed than ever from those drones and those people who might be trying to fly in and see where we are and what we got going on. Appreciate all you guys joining us today. It is, these are the times we're living in right now, are times that they're going to be writing about 100 years from now. If we haven't been raptured out of here, 100 years from now, they're going to be writing about what's taking place in our midst right now. And I'm hoping, again, that many of you will realize that this is a spiritual war. I've been trying to say that since we've been on the air, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6, the principalities and powers. Folks, we are living in a occupied nation. We're living in an occupied nation. You know, people still say that America is the freest nation in the world. Well, I think we have an illusion of being free. I was thinking about all the things. We just went up to Wisconsin to boot camp. Maybe somebody can, my glass is a little dirty here this morning. Michelle and I drove all the way up there, 7.5 hours. We had a great boot camp, and we'll talk about that here in a second. We drove all the way up there. The traffic around Chicago is just, you got to see it to believe it. Anyway, here's what you got to see to believe when you drive up through Chicago. I'm on the outer belt, the 294, whatever they call that. Somebody jinked in here. Oh, Roger couldn't get in there. Sorry, Roger. Snooze, you lose. Lawyers sleep late, I guess. So my wife and I, we're driving around the outer belt to 294. Six, I'm going to count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six different times we had to stop and pay a toll. Six different times. $1.50, $1.50, $1.50, $1.50, $1.80, $2.90. It was amazing. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with us? Why are we paying tolls to drive on roads we've already paid for? Where did they get the money to build that road? Well, they got it from taxes. Well, what about what kind of taxes? Well, income taxes, value-added taxes, gas taxes. And like monkeys, every 15 miles we pull over, we pull in there, and we give some government worker $1.50 by the hundreds of thousands of cars driving down the road. Somebody's trying to get me here. I see what's going on here. Driving down the road. Stop. Give me $1.50. Stop. Give me $1.50. I hand it to them. Say, thank you. Thank you. What would happen if I didn't have $1.50? Would they make me park my car and walk home? What would they do? What if I just stormed through those gates six times? And it's only in Illinois. A great state of Illinois gave us Barack Obama. Three of the last five governors in the state of Illinois are in prison, as we speak. I don't know if you know that. Boy, I'm blowing up over here. Roger got mad. He said, I'm not snoozing. He tried to get on 640 and couldn't get on. Yeah, I got on about 620. We're an occupied nation. I was thinking, also as Michelle and I are driving up there, I'm looking around at Chicago, and we went up into Milwaukee, all that area. I became grossly aware of how many people there are. God, there's a lot of people. Man, there's a lot of cars. Man. And I also said this one. I wonder if gasoline's even real. Where could they possibly have enough gasoline to fuel all of those cars and all those trucks? And it's a little game I play when I'm driving down the highway. My wife and I offer her $5 if she can find for me one tanker truck full of fuel. Just find me one. as we drive down the road, going both directions, find me one tanker truck. It would seem to me that if, this is really tinfoil hat stuff. It would seem to me that there'd have to be multitudes of trucks on the road to keep everybody fueled up. And you never see. When's the last time you pulled into a gas station and saw your gas thing being filled up? Something crazy, man. We're living in a matrix. We have an illusion of freedom, but we're not really free. I'm going to talk about the WikiLeaks. Roger, quit bugging me here. What's he saying now? Oh, he says now, and he's going to try to get in there. Okay, go ahead. I want to talk to you about several different things today. The whole thing blowing up with the election, the WikiLeaks, the FBI probe. If you can't get in, you want to talk to us, you can call us at, give me that number, Larry, 843-957-8180, 843-957-8180. I'm going to talk about all that because if it's here, if I could go back and check the archives, I said about a month ago that she wasn't going to make it to the election. JR is still laughing at me. We'll see. We're not there yet. Crazy things going on, and I'll give you some reasons why. But I want to talk, first of all, about our boot camp that we did have up in Wisconsin. Seems like Maine. Pastor Terry Fisher and Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News and Pastor Matt Tuella and I. Oh, man, Matt Tuella is something, man. He's really good with the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. Did a great, great job. But we had about 30 people. You say, Coach, you went all the way up there for 30 people? Hey, I flew all the way to Dallas for two on a boot camp. Yeah, I did. Well, what I was really impressed with this time at the boot camp, Sarge, you'll appreciate this. Rich, some of you guys have been to boot camp. We told them that the main reason that I came was to get them out onto the streets for the first time. And Friday night, I made a presentation. Pastor Matt made a presentation. Saturday morning, we said, we'll see you at 9 o'clock at the abortion clinic. And I said, I'll just meet you there. I've never been there either. We're not going to take a bus. And you came here. Don't sneak out on me now because you're scared. Come on, let's go. And we get down there at the abortion clinic, which is one of the most wicked abortion clinics I've ever been to in my life. And they all came. They all came. It was awesome. And so we lined the streets. We were out there for about an hour and a half. Many of them had never been there. I did some street preaching, read from the Bible, did some street preaching. Most of the people didn't really do hardly anything at all, just except stand there and observe. It's the most wicked pro-death spirit I've been around is at that clinic. The thing that was really different about that clinic up there is, like here in Columbus, Ohio, they got a fence around Planned Parenthood. You got to get a drone to even get close to the door. Right there in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, you can walk right up to the door. It was really, really amazing. Saw some wicked folks. But the thing that happened, we went back to the church, got some pizzas out, ate some pizzas, and did a debriefing. And it's the same thing. Rich, you know this as well as anybody. They were absolutely overwhelmed by what they had seen. They had no idea. I had man after man stand up and say, you know, I had no idea the depth of evil till I saw it. I had no idea. And when I stood there and I saw those women go in and realized what was going on, I said, something hit me deep in my stomach. Now, I don't know what the fruit of it's going to be, but I know that those 30 or 35 people that came there, they're never going to view it the same. And we've got them all signed up. Sarge, I'll get you some stuff out there. Man, we got some names. Some people were committed to do something, laid out what the Salt and Light Brigade is all about, the Air Force and the infantry and the SWAT team and all of that. And there were some SWAT team members there, and there's some prayer force members there. And so it was. I'm glad we went. And I want to give a shameless plug, although it's not shameless. I'm not ashamed to do it, to the camp we're having here in Warsaw, Ohio, on the 17th of November. November 17, 18, 19. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then church on Sunday morning at Pastor Bill Dunphy's New Beginnings Ministry. But we're going to do exactly what we just did. Now, the good thing about this one is there's going to be some more seasoned veterans that are going to be there. You're going to hear from Flip Benham. You're going to hear from Pastor Mike Spaulding, Pastor Bill Dunphy, and myself. We're all frontline guys, so you're going to get some good experience from them. And we're just going to train you, fellowship with you, and let you eat a little bit of pizza with us and get to know each other. We'd love for all of you to come. And that information can be found at CoachDaveLive.com. If you are going to come, please sign up. We've got some relatively inexpensive housing for you at a campground. It costs us about $30 a night to put a couple up. And it's not the Ritz Hotel, but they got showers and food and everything. So September 17, 18, 19, and 20. If you want your faith to come alive, let me hit the pause button here. All hell's about to break loose. All hell's about to break loose, right? It's about to break loose. We see a clash of the Titans in Washington, D.C. Tell me you see that. And tell me you don't, please tell me that you don't think that this situation is going to be cured just by a vote. Please tell me that you're smart enough to know that, right? That if you're smart enough to understand, as we've tried to tell you throughout this whole production, it's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And if we can't understand that the seed of the serpent has seized control of our government, and what we're seeing right now is, will the children of the kingdom of God take the kingdom back? That's really what it is. That's Matthew 11. Can we go there? Let's go to Matthew real quick, Jared. That isn't what I have lined up here, but that's okay. Let's go there. I think it's 7, Jared. I'm sorry. I think I told you 7. Hang on. Yeah, there it is. 7 Matthew. Yep. Nope. Matthew 11. Let's try to see if it isn't Matthew 11. I always get that one mixed up in my head. Yeah, there it is. Let's go to Matthew 11, chapter 7. And let me try to, I was right in the middle of something. I'm going to come back to it. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John. Now, we've used this verse probably 4 times on our show. I'm going to use it again because I want you to get it. Hey, time out, Sarge. Don't let me forget about the fasting tomorrow. You know, my brain goes down 17 different tracks. Keep me locked on that track here in a second, please. What'd you go out in the wilderness to see? Reed shaking with the wind? Well, what'd you go out to see? These are the words of Jesus, by the way. Did you go out and see a man out there in sissy clothes? Is that what you went out to see? Real clean clothes? No, I said, those who wear soft clothing, they're in Washington, D.C., or they're in your pulpit. They put on this facade of being holy and righteous, and they're in king's houses. But what'd you go out to see? A prophet? Yeah, I say to you, but it's more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before thee. See, the Lord always has a prophet preparing. The prophet speaks for the Lord. He speaks judgment, correction, and direction. That's what a prophet does. In football games, we call them referees. So God sends us referees. Religious referees are called prophets. They throw flags. And there aren't any instant replays. And unfortunately, God's prophets, most of them, when they throw flags, nobody pays any attention to them. And if they do, they overrule it. They don't do it. They don't go to a further review. They don't want to hear it. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman has not risen greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding that he that is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven now. Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Kingdom is within you. The kingdom is here. The kingdom has come. I don't have to go over and over and over. It's not some faraway kingdom. Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is here. John is ushering in the kingdom. Do you understand this? And so we've got the kingdom of light against the kingdom of dark. Kingdom of light against the kingdom of dark. The kingdom of Satan against the kingdom of his dear son. There's a battle of the kingdoms going on. And I'm going to tell you that in 1947, when they pulled the coup of Everson versus the Board of Education, when they said there was a separation between the church and state, there was a coup on the kingdom of God. Because up to that point in America, for the most part, we were a Christian nation with Christian values and Christian principles as the foundation of that land. But when Justice Hugo Black said there was a separation between the church and state, what happened? There was a coup. And they threw the kingdom of light out, and they established the kingdom of darkness. Raise your thumb if you see what I'm talking about. Huh? See what I'm talking about? This coup's taking place. It gradually took place. That happened in 1947, and then in 1961, which was 14 years later, after they began to stack the judges and get the Christian judges off of the court. Once they began to get their judges on there, then what did they do? They said, well, no Bible reading in schools. Then 2 years later, they said no prayer in schools. And then 10 years later, they said you can murder a baby. And then 7 years later, 1980, they took the Ten Commandments off the wall. And then in 2001, they legalized homosexual sodomy. You see where we're going, right? So the kingdom of darkness is advancing. It's advancing. We shouldn't be surprised by it. Because as sad as this may sound, they're fighting for a kingdom. The devil's kids are fighting for a kingdom. The devil has kids. You have your father, the devil, the works of your father you will do. And what are they doing? The kingdom of darkness wants to occupy the government and wants to occupy the whole world. Now, they've occupied many of the governments in the world. The kingdom of darkness is in control of the Vatican. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth. This kingdom of darkness is there. Kingdom of darkness is controlling the money. It's controlling the media. It's controlling Hollywood. It's controlling all that. The kingdom of darkness is. The kingdom of darkness is doing that. And John the Baptist came in and says, listen, there's a new kingdom. And we had this new kingdom, and it was given to us. And Jesus came and died and opened it up. So the kingdom, the kingdom that used to be far away is now within you. That spirit that used to be the Holy Spirit way off, that spirit's now within you. And you now have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Okay? So that's where we are. Now look at this. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist and Tal until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. What suffers violence? The kingdom of heaven. See, now look. Please read and think. And from the days of John the Baptist until now. See, he's not talking about 2,000 years ago. He's not talking about Moses. He's not talking about all that. He says when this new Old Testament prophet, John the Baptist, showed up on the scene, there became a new offensive. A new offensive was taking place beginning here. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And what happens, Rich? Why, the violent take it by force. They take it by force. Now, that could be physical force, but it's probably not, although at some point physical force has to happen because we're in a physical world. And we know this, that prayer, fasting, supplication, praise, those all soften up the enemy. They all soften up the enemy in the spiritual realm so we can take dominion in the natural realm. It's like this. Picture that this whole world has electric wires running out of it, and it's connected to a big power source somewhere up in the heavenlies, wherever that thing is. And the devil's got a power source, which I believe is fueled by blood, and it's all plugged into a power source up there. And when people begin to pray, and people begin to fast, and people begin to worship, and people begin to cast out demons, and people begin to follow the ways of the Lord, those power cords are cut in the heavenlies. The power cords are cut. And when the power cords are cut, now we're able to trample the enemy. Does this make sense? The kingdom of God suffering violence. And what happens? The violent going to have to take it before us. We're going to have to take it back. Take it back. And right now, the seat of power in the whole world that has to be taken back is Washington, D.C. Because why? It's the last Western civilization. It's the last bastion of liberty and freedom that is holding back this whole dark kingdom that wants to take over. We are going to find out, my dear friends, Huma Abedin. This is what's coming out of these emails that have been found. Okay, I'm going to transition. Hang on. So you think that Huma Abedin just accidentally put emails on her husband's computer, huh? You think that? Oh, my God, I was just home doing some work at home. And oh, yeah, I forgot I put those on Anthony's computer. Daggone, I forgot that. And what did we find out? 650,000? Huh? You know why? Because she's a spy. She's a spy. She is. Did you know that on whom I'm on Anthony Weiner's computer, like this right here that I'm looking at, on his computer, they had a folder that said life insurance. Give me a thumb if you've heard this. It said life insurance. And when they dug in, when the investigators dug into that life insurance, you know what they found? 650,000 Hillary emails that Huma was hiding to protect herself. Life insurance for Huma. You see, we're stupid enough to think that we can allow someone in the position of power in America who worships Allah and have it not affect us. Can you think of anything more dark and more dangerous than Allah? Can anybody come up with something different? And she is Hillary's right-hand girl.
She belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Sure she does. Sure she does.
Her whole background, she is definitely a part of that whole slew of Islamic things that are going on. And that's why the government is the way it is, because there's too many of them already inhabiting. That's why the swamp needs to be drained.
Are you following us? Because I've heard people, boy, I made a segue here. All right. I don't know if you picked up on this. I already made a segue. Because people are confused, saying, oh, this is just a setup. Listen, here's what's going on. I don't know this. Jared, play that video, and then I'm gonna explain. I made this video. I hate to say this. I rarely say this. The Lord told me. I rarely say that. I don't like it. Go on down, Jared. Oh, that's worth seeing, though. I'll play that one here in a minute. As soon as that news broke, I was driving down the road. I was listening to news broke about the... No, the next one, Jared. I'm sorry. And as soon as the news broke, I did this in my car. Now, I'm not saying the Lord told me. I'm just saying I knew. This is 1 minute. So I want you to know I was saying this before all this other stuff starts to come out. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Michelle and I traveling down the road to Wisconsin. Y'all heard the news about Hillary being under investigation again by the FBI. Let me caution you, do not take your eye off the ball. Don't take your eye off the ball. Here's what's going on. This Clinton Foundation criminal crime organization is so big and so deep that what I think is going on here is Comey and those in power in Washington, D.C. are going to try to nip this in the bud by throwing Hillary under the bus, so that the investigation into the Clinton Foundation doesn't go any deeper. Don't take your eyes off the ball. There are a lot of powerful people who are in a position of great vulnerability. Man, oh man, what a time to be alive.
So James Comey and Obama and all of them understand this. They know what's in WikiLeaks. They know what's coming out. Don't think they don't. They know everything that's coming out. And so they have reached a point where they're thinking, man, this thing is going to go. Oh, man. They know what's coming. So Comey, he didn't even tell the president. To save his own hide, Comey said, we're going to reopen this investigation. Because when the crap hits the fan about what's really going on, I saw today from a very trusted source that some of the videos contain, are you ready? Hillary on that Lolita Express, that sex plane. Hillary being on there in some uncompromising positions. What is getting ready? See, these guys, the devil always overplays his hand. These guys were absolutely sure. They threw off all restraint because they absolutely were sure Hillary was going to be reelected and it was all going to be buried and she was going to pardon everybody and everything would just go on hunky-dory. That's why Paul Ryan and all those other guys, they're all caught up in the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. They've all received money from the Clinton Foundation. We're going to find out they all knew what was going on. They didn't do anything about it because of their own compromised positions that they're in. So Comey, for whatever reason, has thrown this out there to get out in front of the game, maybe to save his own hide, because if 6 months from now, this information would be released, which it will be by WikiLeaks and James O'Keefe, people they can't control releasing this information. So Comey's, he don't want to get charged with obstruction of justice. He don't want him to go back 6 months from now and say, hey, look, you knew. Here, you knew. So he's trying to save his own neck at this point. That's what's going on. He didn't even tell Lynch, and he didn't even tell Obama. Are we so supposed to believe now he's such a righteous man that his conscience just bothered him and he's coming clean? No. No, boys, no, girls. It's bigger than that. It's a seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Okay, Mike, jump in here. I'll let some of you jump in here. I've gone for 25 minutes. I haven't even said anything.
I want to tell you, first of all, I'm going to play that little video you did for Larry Nichols, because that's exactly what he's saying. Everybody is going to take their eye off the ball. The most important thing right now is to make sure that the votes are proper. In other words, keeping our eyes on any fraud that's going on, because that's how you stop them, allowing the true vote to come through, and you also have something to fight with. The other thing was, you're spot on. It's keeping our eye, because so much of this stuff, oh, I know what it was. He said that he heard that there's a rebellion going on in the FBI, and that's why this has all been brought out. Some very high officials are saying that the FBI people are in rebellion about what has happened to them, and they've lost their credibility. They've lost, you know, they put egg on their face, all of that stuff. And this,
well, some of them are just patriots, Michael. Some of them are just patriots.
Exactly.
And they see exactly what's going on. So what's getting ready to unfold before us, guys, listen, we are in incredible times, trust me. Because that old seed of the serpent that we just read about there from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, we ain't seen nothing yet. We haven't seen anything yet. They thought Hillary was going to get into office. Now, I'm going to throw another one at you. I don't know this, except I know this. They now know they can't cheat enough. Stay with me here. Now all of a sudden the media can start reflecting what's really going on in the polling. And what are they going to say the cause was? Oh, the FBI released all of that information and the polls just swung the other way. You're smarter than that, aren't you? Come on, you're smarter than that. She is so far behind that she cannot be saved. So now they want to throw her under the bus to try to save the rest of them. But they know they're not going to be able to. From what I understand, again, just reading everything, WikiLeaks has said that they're going to come out with stuff today that will lead directly to her arrest. Or today's this week. Going to lead directly to her arrest. Unbelievable times. Help me out, Sarge.
I'll jump in, Coach.
Oh, I was just sorry, Larry. I'm just going to put in the chat here alternative media like Alex Jones and bringing in people like Larry Nichols, and they're the leading sources of information now. The mainstream media, they're sinking fast. I mean, they're bailing ship. They're firing people. Anybody see the Huckabee route with Megyn Kelly? I mean, she's just getting slammed. She's probably going to lose her job, I'm guessing.
Right. So. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, following up on what you said, if what you're saying is right, and we the country does have a reprieve by an election of Donald Trump and getting rid of some of these idiots and forces of darkness out of the government, we can't afford to sit back on our laurels and say, okay, things are going to work out now, everything's going to get fixed. Because that's just like, oh, could you imagine there might be a country that would go in and fight a major war and win a whole country over like Iran and then just pull out? Mm. Now, did that make much sense? Well, if we sit on our backsides and don't hold our people we do elect's feet to the fire, we'll be doing something more stupid than what the United States did in Iran.
Well, I don't want to brag and pat myself on the back. And I'll give a little bit of credit to JR here, but I've been saying for how long now that it's an opportunity to make the church great again. See, We're going to move into a four-year period, no matter who is elected president of the United States, and all hell's about to break loose. We're going to have an opportunity over the next 4 years to make the church great again, unless we sit on our hands and don't get involved and don't do anything. You know, JR had a show on Saturday. If you guys didn't get a chance to hear that, you ought to go take a listen, because he had four different pastors on there to talk about the election and why and yada, yada. The only one that didn't show up was the Never Trumper. For some reason, the Never Trumper pastor, he couldn't make it on. But all the other pastors seem to understand the larger picture of what's going on, that it's a spiritual war, and that the people have been deceived. We've all been dumbed down in our churches. We've all been dumbed down in the educational system. We've all been dumbed down through all of this stuff. And so they try to take us. They take us wherever they want to take us in the media. You do understand that, don't you? They just take us wherever they want to take us. And Sarge hit it. That's why. See, they used to laugh about Alex Jones, right? Steve Quayle. They used to laugh about those guys. And now we're finding out that's the only place that you get any kind of real honest information at all is from what these guys call the alternative media. And Sarah put something up here that's pretty significant, too. They're trying to destroy the Bible Belt by building all those mosques down there. Can't we see what's going on? Can't you see? Can't you see? Hey, folks. Day's coming when a mosque and a Christian church will not be able to coexist within the same city. Would somebody give me a thumbs up? Anybody agree with me on that? And why are they doing this? Don't forget, it's a seed of the serpent, right? Hillary's number one aide, her mother and father started the Muslim Brotherhood. Huh? Are you kidding me? Her number one aide. And would anybody be surprised if Huma was taking all of these video, the thing that, oh, stay with, oh, my mind's just racing. She's taking all this information and she's putting it on Anthony's computer, because they're not going to check Anthony's till he starts dinging little boys and little girls. Now all of a sudden they're checking up on Anthony. Now, hang on. I'm going to show you how nefarious it is. Do you guys want to know, do you know what Uma's email address, email provider is? Anybody know? Yahoo. Probably couldn't hack that very easy, right? They couldn't hack into Uma's very easy. So Uma takes all of these top secret emails. She puts them on Yahoo. She don't even have to send them to anybody. It's like putting it on a billboard. All of this top secret stuff. Uma Abedin. She would not pass a security clearance. Neither would Hillary, by the way. Right. Yes.
I want to say, getting back to the more strategic perspective here, and this is exactly what you talked about with the Ephesians 6 on the spiritual battle, and that is, if you study some guys like Timmy Alberino and others who have gone down in areas where there's Muslim strongholds in Peru and other places, they're actually fighting a spiritual battle. And what you're trying to say here, I think, that I can understand is this invasion of the Muslims into our country is about territory. They're bringing their churches in to cover the spiritual territory.
Because yes,
it all goes back to Deuteronomy 32, where the nation's inheritance are given, okay, for a short period of time. Because God says Jesus is coming back to regain his entire kingdoms. That's why he didn't need to take them when he was tempted in the desert, because he already owns them.
That's right. Good point. That's good point, Kevin. It's all offered to him, right? And I don't need that, man. That's right. And see, then what happens? We have to, guys, come on, let's go to this. Come on. Come on now. We're all grown ups here. I played you a clip last week, Friday, I think it was, which said Hillary was a witch. Remember that? And we know this, witches cast spells. You guys, you believe that, don't you? Witches cast spells. In other words, witches send the devil's players onto the field. Somebody give me a thumbs up, say amen. Oh, coach, yeah, I never thought of that. When you cast a spell on somebody, what happens? Why? An evil spirit carries that spell. If you're going to cast a spell, hey, if there aren't demons, what the hell is a spell? What does that mean, you cast the spell? Huh? I'm looking for any spells around me here. They cast a spell. What do? They send out marching orders to the demonic realm. They cast spells. We heard Larry Nichols say she's a witch. I remember Doc Marquis telling me back 6 years ago, don't you know the devil has a team? Don't you know that they take communion? Don't you know that they mock everything the church does? Don't you know? And while Christians are sitting back praying for blessings from the Lord, they are taking territory. They're trying to take territory because they understand that the battle lies in the heavenlies. So Hillary, this right-wing watch, this spellcaster who's going around the world probably doing it. Laugh if you want. I don't care. Now she's being exposed. Does the average church goer, they have any idea? Does the average never Trumper have any idea what's going on? They ain't got no idea. They ain't got any idea what's going on. And it's all coming back to, letting all the... Can somebody tell me, JR, you're a smart man. Why in all the Syrian refugees, they aren't letting any Christians in? Can you tell me why?
Because they're Christians.
Meaning what?
All the laws that are being passed today are anti-Christian. This is an anti-Christian nation. So why would you let more of them Christians into the nation?
Yeah, yeah. Think Hillary and Huma know that? You think Barack Hussein, whatever his name is, think he doesn't know what's going on? You think the Muslim Brotherhood, who, by the way, are the children of another father, you think they don't know what's going on? You think they're not trying to advance? You think they're not trying to violently take it by force? You think that's playing out right in front of us? And the church is playing patty cake. The church doesn't have any idea. They don't have any idea. And my never-Trumper friends, they don't have any idea. They think it's all about abortion. And I say it is about abortion because abortion fuels this whole thing. But it's a violent war, spiritual war taking place. What are you thinking, Dylan, as you're sitting there listening? Is your head spinning? Let's get a younger perspective here. Maybe he's not close on. Maybe he's just listening. What do you think, Jared? You're a young guy.
I agree with you, Coach, that, well, I'm sort of following. I put it as we have decided that equality is more important than right and wrong.
Why? Why they've changed it, have they, Jared? They've flipped the standard. The standard's no longer right and wrong. It's tolerance and diversity and feelings and emotions. And so those are now guiding everything that we do.
With the exception of Christianity.
Meaning what, JR?
Everything is equal with the exception of Christianity.
Yep.
Christianity is included in that equality.
Because Christianity has a standard, doesn't it?
Yes, it has.
That's equality with a standard.
Unyielding.
Okay, Jared. So, Jared, now let's go back to that video you just played. I want you guys to see this of that guy who wants to be a girl on that same Facebook page we just had, Jared. Okay. Now, I met this person. I don't know what else to call him. Out in front of the clinic. I want you to think about this a minute now. I want you to think long and hard. You listen to me. This person that Jared's going to show us here, I just did about a 40-second clip of her. It's a she who wants to be a he. She's dressed as a priest. Calls herself a liberal Catholic. On down a little bit more, Jared. And there she is. And I get an argument. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to this. And I want you to realize this. Hey, Rich, her side's winning. Her side is winning. Go ahead and play that, Jared.
We need to make the church judge again.
Yeah, brother. Make him judge again.
Mary, you turn to Jesus. Sorry.
It's not a good church.
Read the Bible, sweetheart.
Because that priest tells you to
no,
sin.
No, it's not.
And it says in John's chapter 7, here, I got a Bible. John 7,
righteous judgment. We're judging righteously. Yeah. No, it doesn't say that. Finish
judge
it.
Not. I'm not going to argue
judge
with you.
Judge with righteousness. Here it is, Mary, right here.
Leonard,
I
got Jesus.
Mary,
my name is Leonard.
Mary, come over
my name
here.
Is Leonard.
I don't call you now, Leonard. I call you Mary.
Why don't you accept me?
Because your mom called you Mary.
I do love my mom well.
Yeah. You just don't love yourself. You just don't love yourself.
You don't love her very much if you're killing babies.
I'm not killing babies.
They kill babies.
There's
up there.
Other
you know
services in there.
Like what?
Do they also kill babies up?
There's other services in there.
Robert kills
besides,
babies.
Besides killing babies.
There's other services in there.
So you try not
folks,
to think
I want
think
you to think
about
this as we're talking to this lady here. She wants to become a man, by the way.
Mary, come here.
Folks,
judge
remember this.
To appearance.
Her team is winning this battle for life. Her team is winning. She's so committed to her life of death that she's out here every morning. While churches, Christians, are going to the gym and working out, she's out here making sure the babies die.
So there we are, guys. Look at that. Look at that. Mary, but she wants to be Leonard. And you know, I get a chance. I pulled Mary aside. Just me and Mary. I said, hey, Mary. You ain't fooling me. You're miserable. And the smile never left her face. You know what she said? You're right. And before I could go any further, she was immediately surrounded with some others just like her who pulled her away from the conversation. It's a demon. That woman is demon-possessed. You should have seen the demon-possessed. They're all dressed in red and black. Should have seen them at the clinic. Should have seen them. The average Christian has no concept. No concept. Now, hang on. That same spirit's in the White House. Oh, wait a minute. Relative. Same relative is in the White House. That same spirit's in Hillary. Steve Quayle posted something. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. One of John Podesta's email talked about how bad Hillary smelled. Did anybody see that? Huh? How she stunk? You know demons have odor. Did you know that? You know that? Demons smell? I'll say, Coach, you're crazy.
It's like dead bodies.
What's that? Like dead bodies?
Dead bodies.
Yeah.
Larry Nichols, that was his first experience with Hillary. Couldn't believe it.
The unbelievable body odor. Huh?
Obama has that same body odor.
That's what I said. That's what I said. But see, we first of all, the average person listening right now says, Coach, that's so mean. That is so mean. Why would you say that? Yeah? Isn't that the reaction of most people in the church? That's so mean. She can't help it. She just eats cabbage. It's just she loves cabbage, Coach. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we run into. Rather than looking at, boy, this is tinfoil hat stuff, isn't it? I mean, this is really tinfoil hat. It's all true. They've just convinced us it's tinfoil. Oh, I got about 18 minutes here.
Don't forget the fly that landed on her during the debate.
It's happened twice. It happened again. It happened a second time to her. Lord of the flies. Lord's given us signs all the time, given it to us all the time. So we're on Monday, the 31st. We're shifting to November tomorrow. The next 7 days are going to be like nothing we've ever seen. That's my humble opinion. I'm sorry, not so humble opinion. The next 7 days. And I'm telling you right now, Trump is going to burst into a huge lead, which he's had all the time. And so now the media is going to try to save their neck, say, well, it all happened because of these lies told by the FBI, and the kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. That works for the devil, too. So is Comey being controlled by Obama still? I don't know. What happens when a ship starts to sink? Can somebody tell me what happens when the ship starts to sink?
Everybody
rats
jumps overboard.
The rats run off, don't they? The rats leave the ship. Now, this part of the ship's going down. Now, is this kingdom totally over? Oh, no, no, no. But see, that's what I keep trying to get people to say. Say, we have a chance to make the church great again. We have a chance to do that. Hey, JR, we went up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rob Pugh, the publisher of the Wisconsin Christian Journal. It's a newspaper, puts out once a month, free. Rob listens, so if I'm wrong, Rob, I apologize. Maybe 30,000 papers sends it out. He has a radio show he does once a week. They were on, they bought advertising about this boot camp, a spiritual boot camp. And I'm jumping up and down like a seal, clapping my hands at 30, 35 people show up. No pastors show up. Pastors, they wouldn't need boot camps. Heavens no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't need anything. And probably if anybody listened to it or read it in this Christian news and they went to their pastor and said, hey, pastor, what do you think about this boot camp? Hey, JR, what do you suppose them boys told him? I'm looking at you, JR. What do you suppose those pastors told him? Can't hear you.
You're separating the church.
Yeah. Don't go there. Those guys are crazy. Don't go there. They're just going to get you in trouble. They're just going to get you in trouble.
Coach, remember, there's always a small remnant that we have to work with. Not a great big troop. It'd be beautiful if we had
a stadium
full, but we've got to work with what we have. And we can do something with the small amounts.
We can and we are, brother.
Amen.
November 17th through 20th. Hey, Jared, kick this one up there for me. It says 100 most damaging WikiLeaks. Huh? Hey, guys, here's what they've said all along. WikiLeaks has said this, that they want to bring the information out so late that they can't replace Hillary. You look about it, you're talking about a constitutional crisis that's coming. What are they going to do? Are they now going to be able to say, listen, all those Hillary votes there for Cain? Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Say they're for Cain. How come I can't go in and replace John Kasich, who JR, by the way, been pretty quiet lately, hadn't he? Heard from John Kasich at all? He ain't saying much, is he?
Nope.
No. Let me just, I'm not going to do 100 of these, but let's just scroll down through these. First four or five doesn't matter. What is WikiLeaks? Are they related to Wikipedia? No. Is Russia behind it? Of course not. So here's the 100 most damaging so far. Here we go. Number one, Obama lied. He knew about Hillary's secret server and wrote to her using a pseudonym. He communicated with her over this secret. He had an alias. Next one, Jared. I'm not going to read them all. And Hillary Clinton took money from and supported nations that she knew funded ISIS and the terrorists. Keep going, Jared. These are what we found out. Hillary has public positions and private positions. Go on. Paying people to incite violence and unrest at Trump rallies. Here's all the evidence. Go on. Hillary's campaign wants unaware and compliant citizens. It's in the emails. Go ahead. Top Hillary aides mock Catholics for their faith. Go on. Hillary deleted her incriminating email. State covered it up, asking about using White House executive privilege to hide from Congress. It's in the emails. They buried them and covered them up and then asked for executive privilege. Bribery. The King of Morocco gives the Clintons $12 million to have a meeting with Hillary, and 6 months later, Morocco gets weapons. Keep going. No, nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Trump fondled a woman 11 years ago. State Department tried to bribe the FBI to unclassify Clinton emails. It's proven they did this. Go ahead. These are in these emails. Latinos are needy. Latino outreach was called the Taco Bowl engagement. If you can imagine that. Imagine Trump calling it a Taco Bowl. Clinton campaign was in direct communication with the Department of Justice regarding Hillary's investigation. Go on. That's only 12. Here comes number 13. Bill Clinton received $100 million birthday gift from ISIS funding Qatar while Hillary was Secretary of State, and Qatar then received arms flow increases of 1,482%. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. No. Hillary campaign prays for the shooters. One of the Muslim shooters, they prayed that the stories would be about a white man. Says, damn, better if a guy named Syed Farrakh was reporting a guy named Christopher Hayes was the shooter. They got it backwards. Rigging the primaries against Bernie Sanders. We know that. Number 16. This isn't even news. Hey, WikiLeaks said they haven't even let the worst stuff out yet. Hillary was hateful, negligent, neglectful, above the law, contemptuous to a security detail, and blatantly disregarded security. That's from the FBI. Go ahead. 18, Jared. Clinton Foundation schemed with Big Pharma to keep the price of AIDS drugs high in America and cheaper generic versions out. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that, would they? No. 19, CNN leaked primary debate questions to Hillary through the head of the DNC. No, you guys, Trump fondled a woman and called him a P word. Democrats created fake Trump grope under the meeting table. Craigslist employment ad in May of 2016. Let's go a couple more, Jared, just because I'm feeling good here. Hillary's camp is excited about a black teen's murder because it was going to help him with gun control. This is great. Davis was killed by a white man. Rigging media polls through over sampling. 23. Let's go on, Jared. You're doing good. Hillary is still privately against gay marriage. Oh, my, who'd I ever thunk that? 24, although she likes women. Acknowledging radical Islam is a threat and a serious problem of our future. One more. Let's just read one more. Admitting terrorists will infiltrate the Syrian refugee program. Now, guys, it's the Clinton Foundation. It's the Clinton Foundation. See, they're going to try to bring down Hillary and Uma, that what's going to happen is going to be so sensational that our eyes are going to be off of the Clinton Foundation. Hey, boys and girls, Comey got money from the Clinton Foundation through HSBC. It is so dirty. Paul Ryan, we will find out, got money through the Clinton Foundation. All of those pro-whatever Republicans are guilty, dirty as sin. John Roberts has been bought off. They couldn't buy off Scalia, so they had to kill him. Although, I know what Sarge is typing. I know what you're getting ready to type, Sarge. I know. Hey, JR, any one of those 25 things was a crime.
Why would Russia want anyone different? If Russia had a choice, would they have Hillary Clinton, who's a bungler, or Donald Trump in office? Which one would they prefer to be in office?
Maybe they don't really want war. Why do we think they want war? Because the media told us. Hillary told us. Remember when Mitt Romney in the debate said Russia was our biggest threat. Remember how much fun they made of him? Oh, you're living back in the 1960s. No. Now it's public enemy number one. We have a whole generation are raised to hate the Russians. You know Peter the Russian and some of those guys we hang around with. They're normal human beings like us. What if Putin really doesn't want to go to war? What if he really doesn't want to kill everybody? What if he really doesn't? What if he's the good guy and we're the bad? See, that's almost treasonous for me to say that, isn't it? What if he really doesn't want to kill a bunch of people? What if he just wants us to leave them the hell alone? I don't know. Distinct possibilities.
The thing about the Russians is that if it really were true, there would be so many complaints by the American government about things. It's all smoke screens. Everything is smoke screens, saying this and saying that, just to confuse the American public, to keep us off the game that we need to do. And that is vote in what we need to vote in, use our voice, and stand for the truth, period.
So, Michael, do I go to this one with 5 minutes to go and make everybody mad? Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. We're only in the Middle East because of Israel. That's the only reason we're there. And I'm not besmirching Israel. But why is our federal government taking a biblical position? Stay with me. What's the biblical position? God will bless those who bless Israel. That's the biblical position. Why is our government taking a biblical position and supporting Israel so strongly all the way down through? It's like saying if you were running for office, you might be able to get away with burning the American flag, maybe. But if you say you're against Israel, off with his head. Somebody prove me wrong? And we are where we are because of some spiritual manipulation that's taking place. God's promise, his eternal promise to Israel, was his promise, wasn't mine. It wasn't the White House's promise. It's God's promise. God's keeping his promise to Israel. And in the meantime, look what God's promise to Israel has done to our nation. I'm making a lot of people mad. John Hagee's really mad at me because he thinks it's John Hagee thinks it's the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Israel. And I just don't happen to agree with that. Whoo, I hear people turning off right now. I'm just telling you. Well, they say it's about oil. Kevin's put over here, it's about oil. And I agree, Kevin. Putin just wants his oil to be. Leave us alone. Just leave us alone. Quit coming over here and stirring up things in Syria and quit stirring up things and just quit stirring things up, will you? Get the H out of here, America, I think. And so he wants to just be able to live in peace, too. You say, hey, simple question. In your mind, who's more evil? Putin or Hillary? It's a toss-up at best. It's a toss-up at best. Because it's a spiritual war.
I say it's Hillary because she's a witch. There's no proof that he's a witch
or has
anything to do with witchcraft.
Well, hey, Michael, you can't vote for the lesser two evils.
Right? People are nuts.
We're nuts. We are nuts. So we live in. I got a bunch of more stuff to show you, and I'm not going to get around to. JR, she ain't going to make it till November 8th. And then that's something that we ought to be thinking about. This is going to throw America into a constitutional crisis. And how's this one going to play out, Sarge? How's this one going to play out? When Hillary resigns, and then they want to run that other guy, that other Jesuit, what's his name? Whatever it is. And he ain't on the ballot as president of the United States. How do you pull that one off? So is Obama going to step in and say, let's do this. Let's send it to Congress and let's have Congress pick our next president. Somebody say amen, huh? And then here comes Paul Ryan, president of the United States, President Paul Ryan and Secretary of State, whoever, and Vice President, pick whoever, Russ Feingold, pick whoever you want to. Listen, the enemy is in a trap, and they are going to gnaw everything that's going on around them. And if you don't think they have a plan. So that's why I say buckle up here for the next 7 or 8 days. Maybe the next 2 weeks. And that's why I've been trying to tell everybody, get some supplies. Get some supplies. Hey, Rich, out there in Granite City, would it surprise you if they clamped down on all of St. Louis and shut that outer belt down for a few days, let everybody calm down? Would that surprise you, Rich?
About time.
That wasn't what I expected, but I agree with you. So get prepared. Hey, Michelle, we need some toilet paper. I yelled upstairs to her. Got to have some toilet paper. Huh? Got to have some of that. Get a shovel. Yes, Sarah?
I think it'll be a civil war no matter who wins because one side or the other is not going to be happy.
And that's the truth.
Both whoever picks up arms is going to be backed by Soros or someone similar. You know, it's not going to be pretty, no matter who.
That's the way I see it. Yeah, Jared.
Well, it'll be a civil war if Christians can get some backbone.
Good point.
Huh? Yeah, it'll just be a massacre otherwise.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, JR, make the church great again, right, brother? That's what that has been my view throughout this whole thing. My wife and I, hey, Raj finally got in here. My wife and I, we're somewhat preppers, meaning we got some food, we got some kind of stuff, but I only prep for one reason. I don't want to be the Omega Man. I don't want to be Charlton Heston being the last guy standing. Who wants to live like that? I only want to prep and be able to get through this first 30-day wave of what's going on. And at some point, there's going to be some semblance of order that's going to come back. There will be. It may be 30 days like we've never seen. Men's hearts failing them from fear. I mean, we don't know. But I believe there's going to be some semblance of order on the other side. And that's why I'm continuing to say, come on, let's get ready and let's make the church great again. Because the opportunities are going to be, man. Yeah, George.
Coach, do you think there's a possibility this is the week the rapture will happen and we'll be out of here?
Yeah. Hey, George, and if it does happen, if it doesn't happen, I'll see you here tomorrow morning, okay? We'll just kind of go on that one. Hey, I got to throw this one out there real quick. One of the guys that testified at our boot camp, Kevin, you'll like this. One of the guys, who they didn't testify, but when we were having our debriefing roundtable, you know what he told me? He said, I always thought that you went to the abortion clinic to save babies. He said, man, is that a great place to have a gospel conversation? Huh? How about that one? So, man, everywhere you look, there's somebody you can talk to about the gospel. Everywhere you look. Hunker down inside your churches. Rapture's a-coming. See you tomorrow. Hey, listen, fast. Let me tell you something. Do this. Let's do this. Don't eat after sundown tonight. Begin the fast tonight at sundown. Don't eat till sundown Tuesday. Say that again. I should have got that out. Kevin, let's get that out on our email list. Fast begins Monday night sundown. Break it Tuesday night sundown. And let's pray that there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed and that God will have mercy on this land. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, and I won't even be hungry.